Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.
Once a year, Queen Ethelberger's hold their gym and dance display. It lasts 3 days, and on the Saturday afternoon, there's an opportunity for students to learn a dance choreographed by professional dancers. This year, Gorka Marquez and Diane Buswell from Strictly Come Dancing came to lead the workshop, perform the group dance, and they also had a solo spot of their own.
I'm Diane from Australia.
And I'm Gorka Marquez from Spain.
You're from Australia and Spain, but of course we all know you as Strictly people. Now, you're here at Queen Ethelberger's doing a workshop with the students, and you've commented that we have a number of boys participating, which clearly took you slightly by surprise. What was your own journey in dance? Because it's sort of, I don't know why, but seems to be viewed as more of a girl's profession.
Yeah, I was quite surprised, especially today with the voice, because you know, for the boys, it's sometimes a very, like, not strange, but very, like, a scary world to go, you know? Because there is so many from the society, like, they prejudge you for what you, if you dance and you think you have one kind of, like, condition or blah, blah. And it was, like, they were very talented. And also, even when we finish the workshop, they keep practicing. So when I was their age, that will never happen. I remember I was from my whole school, I was the only one who was involved in dancing. And even if I used to go to the school, it was not many dancers. And not with like that commitment of like being practicing even when the class is finished. Yeah. So that is something that impressed me today.
What was your own, I mean, at what moment did you think, I want to be a dancer?
Well, since I was very young, my mom loved always to dance. So I remember having like footage when I was young, like 2-3 years, or pictures dancing on my mom's foot. She used to put me on her foot and help me to dance because she loved it. And I think in the school, in primary school, I used to be involved with theatres, dances, musicals. So I was really like interested in about it. And I think I was 11 when I had my first experience of ballroom dancing, because my dad and mom used to go to lessons, so I used to go always with them and watch. And it was this young girl who was looking for a partner for a competition, and they said, oh, would you like to do it? And I was like, yeah, why not? So I tried, I won, and I was like, okay, I like this. So then I started slowly, and that's it.
That's how you
then got I'm it. Here, right, in the UK doing Strictly.
Yeah, fantastic. And what about you, Dan? What was your journey?
Actually, mine was, my brother is also a dancer, and he's older than me, and he loved dancing from a very young age, and I grew up watching him. So, so he was the boy in the family that did it, and I went to many competitions watching him and loved, to be honest, I loved the dresses and the costumes and the hair and makeup, and didn't really care for the dance, really. It was all the outside pretty things that I loved. And then as I started, I just grew to love it more and more, and then you couldn't get me out of the dance studio, so, and here I am today. Yeah.
So you've done a workshop with the students. How did that go?
Oh, incredible. I loved it.
It was so good. The talent, like, and they were all such different ages and come from different backgrounds. We had hip-hop, we had contemporary dancers, we had people that were cheerleaders, and some people that have actually never danced before, but they were so good, honestly. Yeah. Like, picked it up quick. And so enthusiastic. That's my favorite. When they're enthusiastic, then it doesn't matter if they get the steps wrong or right. They're there and they're giving it the best go that they can. And that, for me, is they're winning in my book. So I think it's great.
You know what is one of the things, like, I don't know if it's a correct English. There's like, they were all very well behaved. Is it correct?
Yeah.
Like, you know, when I remember the first thing I asked was like, how old are the kids? And they were like, oh, they go between like 9 to like 15, 18. And you think, oh my God, this is going to be like a mess. Because, you know, they're really like, can be like the different of ages, like it's a Saturday, maybe I don't have to be here, and they were all very respectful, very like focused into the workshop, and I was like, okay, they're very respectful, so that was very nice.
It's quite a different thing being a dancer, but then actually becoming a choreographer. How does it work?
Yeah, choreography is quite a hard one, because obviously on the show we get given a partner and you have to choreograph to their ability. For example, Gorka had Alexandra and I had Reverend. So our choreography was very, very different. And you just, I think it's what you're working with. And it's, you always just have to be try and be as creative as you can, but still have it so they are capable of doing it.
So do you do much in schools? Is this an unusual thing for you to have done today?
Well, for me, that's the first time I do in like dance schools more than like general schools. So yeah, I think it's the first time I do, and I do here in the UK. When I used to be back in Spain, I used to work in a dance studio and I used to teach in schools, and I loved it. I used to have kids from like 3 years to like 7, 8, and I loved it.
And what about you, Dan?
No, first time for me, and especially first time in the UK. I did a fair bit of teaching back home in Australia, but again, it was more in dance schools and people that have done Borum and Latin, you know, for quite a while. So, very first time, and I was, very pleasantly surprised. It was amazing.
Finally, to anyone out there listening, in this country, we hear a lot about students' well-being, about their mental health, about whether they get enough exercise. Why dance? What's the benefits of dance?
I think dancing, first, it's not a sport. It's a sport, but also it's a, like art. And even if it's like professional way or like more like social way, it's very good because you move all your body, you can use all your muscles, and with the music, which music makes people happy, then you can meet other people from different like countries, different like backgrounds, and also for like stop thinking about work, stress, or like family problems, or whatever problems there is now in the world with this like world is like crazy. I think it's the best thing to do.
Yeah, I always found dance the one place you could go and just forget about everything, and it was just such a feel-good moment. So I encourage anyone to go and dance.
Gemma Atkinson met Gorka when she appeared on Strictly Come Dancing, and so she came along today to be in the audience at the workshop.
So I've got Gemma Atkinson here watching Gem and Dance, which is such a scoop. What do you think?
I think it's fantastic. I think, you know, the fact that the school has access to so many facilities like this, it's incredible. I think the kids have done amazingly well. I know how nervous it is performing, and I'm a 33-year-old woman. So for these kids to be doing it and doing it so well, I think it's a testament to the school. I think it's great atmosphere. And, yeah, I think, you know, all the parents and friends should be very proud of them, and I think they've done an amazing job.
Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.